Microsoft's data center sparks Kenya power crisis as president warns nation risks blackout. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hide, and number 9,650, Microsoft and UAE partner G42 and hashtag X27, S$1 billion AI data center project in Kenya and hashtag X27, S Rift Valley stall because the Kenyan government refused to commit to purchasing the annual power capacity required for the facility. Kenya and hashtag X27, S total installed electricity capacity is between 3,000 and 3,100 megawatts with peak demand at 2,444 megawatts as of January 2026, while the data center and hashtag X27, S first phase alone required 100 megawatts with long-term plans reaching 1 gigawatt. The project delay demonstrates that sovereign AI infrastructure in frontier markets faces a critical constraint, insufficient grid capacity that capital investment cannot overcome. Microsoft and its UAE-based partner G42 cannot move forward with a $1 billion AI data center in Kenya's Rift Valley because the Kenyan government has declined to commit to purchasing the annual power capacity Microsoft required to run Azure in the region, Bloomberg reported in May 2026. The stall is the most visible proof yet that sovereign AI infrastructure ambitions in frontier markets face a binding constraint that no amount of capital can paper over, grid capacity that simply does not exist. Kenya's total installed electricity capacity sits between 3,000 and 3,100 megawatts, according to KenGen, the government-owned electricity provider. The country's peak demand hit a record 2,444 megawatts in January 2026. Against that backdrop, the project's first phase alone targeted 100 megawatts, with a long-term build-out plan reaching 1 gigawatt. That 1 gigawatt ceiling represents roughly one-third of Kenya's entire installed base, which explains why President William Ruto stated publicly that the facility would need to switch off half the country to keep itself running. Kenya's Ministry of Information, led by John Tanui, responded by saying the country has not failed or withdrawn and that discussions remain ongoing. The gap between those two positions is not rhetorical. It is a capital allocation problem. Key constraint: Kenya's peak grid demand in January 2026 was 2,444 megawatts against total installed capacity of 3,000 to 3,100 megawatts. Phase 1 of the Microsoft G42 project required 100 megawatts. The full build-out target was 1,000 megawatts. The Kenyan impasse should concern every institutional investor with exposure to the AI infrastructure build-out narrative, because it is not a Kenya-specific failure. It is a systems failure that is now appearing simultaneously on three continents. The power math that breaks emerging market AI deals. The Microsoft G42 project was structured in May 2024 with a $1 billion commitment and a site selection in Kenya's Okaria region in the Rift Valley, a geothermal-rich area that theoretically offered cleaner and more abundant power than the national grid. G42 was designated to lead construction. The financial logic was sound on paper: geothermal baseload, relatively low land costs, and a government eager to position Nairobi as East Africa's technology hub. The logic broke on the demand commitment. Microsoft required the Kenyan government to pre-purchase a defined annual capacity for Azure services, a standard hyperscaler revenue assurance mechanism. Nairobi could not or would not make that commitment, and the project stalled. Terms of the capacity agreement were not disclosed. What this reveals is a structural mismatch that will recur in every emerging market AI data center negotiation. Hyperscalers require sovereign offtake agreements or anchor tenants before committing to build, because the capital intensity and lead times are too large to absorb speculative demand risk. Frontier market governments want the infrastructure first, the economic development benefits second, and prefer to commit to purchase obligations only after they see utilization materialize. That sequencing conflict kills deals before shovels reach the ground. From Nairobi to Tahoe, the grid displacement problem is universal. The Kenya situation is not an isolated developing world problem. Nearly 50,000 Lake Tahoe residents face the prospect of losing their power supply after May 2027 because NV Energy, which has provided the bulk of the region's electricity for decades, told Liberty Utilities it will stop supplying power to the area. The reason cited: NV Energy needs the capacity for data centers in northern Nevada. The Desert Research Institute, using data from NV Energy's 2024 Integrated Resource Plan, found that 12 data center projects located overwhelmingly in northern Nevada could drive 5,900 megawatts of new demand by 2033. Liberty Utilities serves roughly 49,000 California customers in Lake Tahoe. That utility sources approximately 75% of its power from NV Energy and generates the remaining 25% from its own solar facilities in Nevada. Building a direct connection to California's grid would require a new transmission line over the Sierra Nevada, a Project Liberty President Eric Schwartzrock described as costing hundreds of millions of dollars with significant land impacts. The parallel to Kenya is precise. In both cases, a dominant power supplier is reallocating existing capacity toward higher value data center demand, displacing prior users who lack the political leverage or balance sheet to compete. The mechanism differs. Kenya involves a government refusing to commit to purchase. Tahoe involves a utility choosing its most profitable customer. The outcome is the same. Existing demand gets crowded out. Caption: AI data center power demand creating grid displacement events across geographies, May 2026. Sources: KenGen, Desert Research Institute via NV Energy 2024 IRP. Amazon's Titus program reveals why power architecture is now a competitive moat while Microsoft's Kenya project stalls on grid constraints. Amazon Web Services is internally redesigning its entire data center construction approach to absorb exactly these pressures. An internal AWS initiative known as Titus aims to accelerate construction timelines and redesign facilities for next-generation AI hardware, including advanced liquid cooling systems and more flexible power architectures, according to internal planning documents reviewed by Business Insider. Amazon plans a record $200 billion in capital expenditures in 2026, much of it directed at AI data centers. The company also promoted AWS Infrastructure Services VP Prasad Kalyanaraman to its S-Team leadership group, signaling that infrastructure execution is now a board-level priority at Amazon. The strategic divergence between Amazon and Microsoft in this cycle is instructive. AWS is investing in modular, flexible power architectures specifically designed to deploy in constrained grid environments. Microsoft's Kenya structure depended on a government capacity commitment that did not materialize. These are not equivalent infrastructure strategies, and investors should not price them as such. Sovereign cloud anxiety accelerates the competitive landscape. The Kenya stall lands in a broader context of governments reassessing their dependence on foreign cloud providers. Vietnam's Prime Minister Le Minh Hung signed Decision 808/QDTTG in May 2026, establishing a national cloud computing platform as number 13 on a list of 20 strategic technologies Vietnam wants to develop domestically. The stated goal: replace foreign cloud services in state agencies and reduce the risk of data leaks and breaches of state secrets. Vietnam's own laws already require local storage of personal information, yet major hyperscalers including Microsoft, Google, and Tencent Cloud have not yet built facilities in the country. The Vietnam decision illustrates the second-order risk embedded in emerging market hyperscaler expansion. Governments that cannot secure infrastructure on terms they control will build their own, even if the domestic product is technically inferior. That response removes the addressable market entirely rather than simply delaying it. The Plaquemines view the Kenya data center stall as being covered primarily as a power infrastructure story. It is also a pricing and structuring story, and that framing matters more for institutional capital. Microsoft's requirement that Kenya pre-commit to annual Azure capacity purchases is standard hyperscaler practice in mature markets where enterprise demand is deep and sovereign balance sheets are strong. Applying that same structure to a frontier market government with a 3,000-megawatt grid and chronic residential power disruptions was a category error. The deal was priced for a developed market counterparty and deployed against a frontier market risk profile. Our thesis: the AI infrastructure build-out in sub-Saharan Africa and comparable frontier markets will not be unlocked by hyperscaler direct investment on current terms. It will be unlocked by a different capital structure, one that absorbs more sovereign risk, accepts longer payback horizons, and integrates grid investment as part of the deal rather than treating it as a precondition. Development finance institutions, sovereign wealth funds, and infrastructure-focused private equity are better positioned to structure these transactions than Microsoft or Amazon operating through their standard commercial playbooks. The 1-gigawatt target for Kenya remains on the table. Nairobi has not withdrawn. The geothermal resource at Okoria is real. What does not exist is the financing architecture that bridges the gap between Microsoft's required return profile and Kenya's grid reality. The investor who designs that bridge owns the asset. The secondary implication: grid infrastructure in northern Nevada, northern Virginia, and every other established data center corridor is now a scarcity asset. NV Energy's decision to redirect capacity from residential customers to data centers by May 2027 will face regulatory and political pushback that could constrain new hyperscaler builds far more than the current permitting environment suggests. Investors pricing AI infrastructure stocks on the assumption that power is available at scale and on schedule should stress test that assumption against the Lake Tahoe precedent. The companies building flexible, modular power architectures, as Amazon is doing with Titus, are not just solving an engineering problem. They are building a structural competitive advantage that will compound over the next 5 to 7 years as grid constraints become the binding limit on AI capacity expansion globally. The bottom line: Microsoft's Kenya deal is stalled, not dead. But the conditions required to revive it, a government capacity commitment, a stable grid, and a hyperscaler willing to accept frontier market terms, do not currently coexist. Until a development finance institution or infrastructure fund steps in with a structure that separates grid investment from cloud capacity commitments, this project and every deal like it will remain in the same holding pattern. The AI infrastructure build-out in frontier markets needs a new financial architecture. The investor who provides it will set the terms for a decade of sovereign cloud deployment across 50-plus emerging economies. That is not a small market.